All right. Glad to have you guys with us again. Another good time together. Hope your day is starting off in a way that will guarantee that your day will be a blessed day. Glad that you've joined us. Our quote for today comes from Madame Curie. She says, "Life is not easy for any of us, but we must have perseverance and above all confidence in ourselves. We must believe that we are gifted for something and that this thing must be attained." Think about it. The story shared in this devotional message is from an experience of J. Douglas Burford, who's from Mission, Kansas. He writes, "During my college years, it occurred to me that it made no sense to stop at red lights when there was no traffic coming. So I began to stop only briefly, just long enough to check for cars. My stops became shorter and shorter, and eventually I no longer stopped at all. I simply looked to see if any cars were coming, and if not, I proceeded full speed through the red light. However, one day all that changed, and I've never run a red light since. I was approaching an isolated area where there was rarely any traffic. I had already checked to see if any cars were coming, and there were none, I thought. But suddenly, I saw a car come over the hill to my left. It was too far away to pose a threat, but it did pose a problem. It was a police car. But that is not what changed my ways, because I stopped in enough time, and all I received from the police officer was a dirty look. But what scared me enough to stop me from running the red light happened in a split second between spotting the patrol car and getting the car stopped. In that instance, my foot moved from the gas pedal to the brake pedal, then back to the gas pedal, all by itself. I did not consciously do it. My foot did it all by itself. My foot did that, because that is how I had trained my mind to respond. I had continually ignored what had once been a clear signal to stop, and as a result, the signal was no longer clear. The same occurs with sin. The Holy Spirit gives us warning signals, and we can heed those signals or ignore them. And if we ignore them, we may eventually fail to recognize those warning signals and begin to naturally do those things we once knew were wrong. In computer jargon, the word default means to revert back to its original settings. To go back to the default mode would mean that all the additions and changes that we made on our computers would be erased, and the computer would be as it was when we first purchased it. Return back to its original settings. Humans also have a default mode. It's called sin. That's how we were born. We were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And no matter how much we have changed for the better, the default mode of our human nature will always be there. That's why drug addicts and alcoholics, no matter how long they have been sober or free from drugs, they always identify themselves as alcoholics or addicts, because they know that if they slip up for just a second, they can easily fall back into their addiction. And it's the same for all of us. Whatever our choice sin was, it will always be there and patiently wait to be reestablished in our minds and eventually our conduct and behavior. So we got to always be on guard against falling back into our default mode of sin. What was your choice sin? Was it drugs, alcohol, sex, or pornography? Maybe yours was gossip and unfair criticism of others. Or maybe you were a user of people and an abuser. We need to be reminded that though we are saved, that stuff is still in us. I know everybody online is saved, sanctified, you're filled with the Holy Ghost, and you're doing the best you can to live right. But I also know, for example, that there are some folks out there, you know who you are, You were delivered from cussing, and you ain't forgot how to cuss. And if the right somebody pushes you the wrong way, those words would come flying out of your mouth without thought, like you were speaking in tongues. Say amen if you can. That's why we need to avoid the very presence of sin and to think on those things that affirm us in our faith. Proverbs 4:23-27 says this, "Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flows the springs of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put devious speech far from you. Let your eyes look directly ahead, and let your gaze be fixed straight in front of you. Watch the path of your feet, and all your ways will be established. Do not turn to the right nor to the left. Turn your foot from evil." Let's pray. For the blessings of this day, for the promise and the potential contained within it, for the many seeds of blessings that are planted for us in this day, God, we thank you. We recognize you as our King, our Sustainer, our Lord. Great is your faithfulness, God, toward us. Morning after morning, you give us new mercies and new graces. And so we come, first of all, God, praising and honoring you for who you are and how you have moved into our lives with a relationship of love that can never be broken. So we thank you for this day. And we thank you, God, for being our God. We also thank you, God, for each other, how we can support and sustain each other, how the family bond of love that is created by our faith is stronger than genetics, and that we stand as with the eternal bond of being your forever family. So thank you, God. We thank you, God, for this day. We know not what this day holds for us, but we know who holds us within this day. And we affirm, O God, by faith, that you will keep us, and you will never leave us, you will withhold us, and will sustain us. We pray, God, for blessings of peace and grace and strength and wisdom to be a part of our lives. We pray, O God, for your continual protection and continual way of making ways out of no way. We thank you, God, that you have already planned our day for us. We only pray, God, that we have the faith and the knowledge and the wisdom to follow you this day, and that as we follow you, we will find faith to trust you forever. So thanks, God. Thanks for all that you've done. Bless those who are hurting. Bless those who are sick. Bless those, God, whose minds are weary and wandering and wondering what tomorrow may hold or what even this day might hold. We pray, O God, that you lift the burdens, O God, from our minds and that we will find grace and peace to sustain us in difficult and challenging times. We thank you for right now and we praise you, God, forever. For we ask it all in the wonderful and glorious blessed name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and our friend. Amen and amen. All right, my brothers and sisters, so glad to have been with you, to be able to share with you every Monday morning on this Monday morning meditation. We pray that you have a blessed day. You guys be good and be saved.
Thank you, Pastor.